Welcome to the Personal Innovation Podcast, brought to you by PersonalInnovationHub.com. This podcast is all about igniting dreams, passions, careers, and social impact. The objective is for us all to master our inner gifts, create our own future, and live our lives as a love story while leaving a dent on the universe. And now, here's your host, Eric Suryaram.
Hello, Univision family, and welcome to the Startup Learning Zone edition of your Motivational Personal Innovation Podcast with me, Eric Suryaram, your personal innovation evangelist and future careers coach. This podcast is brought to you by PersonalInnovationHub.com, the place you want to go if you're looking for inspiration and guidance to create a future-proof career and use it to impact the world. Remember, in today's economy, small is the new big. If you're a startup entrepreneur or have an idea you want to start, this is an episode for you. If you love this episode, you can share with friends who need to hear, and also feel free to email me at coaching@personalinnovationhub.com. Please also do review or rate this podcast on iTunes. It will help us reach more people. In this episode, we are featuring the story of another technology startup with five co-founders called Klax Technology. Isaac, welcome to the Personal Innovation Podcast.
Thank you.
Wow. Can you tell us a bit about yourself?
So, as I said, my name is Isaac Yankum. I'm a mechanical engineer from Tekradi Technical Institute. I was in Fab Lab, where I did almost making almost anything, which is the digital fabrication, before I came to Kumasi here to start up something with my team.
Great. Your team. You spoke about your team. You started up something with your team, and it's called Klax Technologies. Tell us about Klax Technologies.
Okay, so initially, like, it was just Klax 3D, as in, like, that was the name that we started with. The Klax is more like the name of the founders, which the first K is Kobina, the second, the L is Loic, the A is Ama, K is Kweku, and then S being the Isaac. We didn't use I because we didn't like the clacky, so we use the S to make it sound like that. So that's why it's Klax. So that is about.
All right. So how many founders? How many co-founders do you have on board?
We have five co-founders.
Great.
Yeah.
How has it been working together so far?
Oh, it's cool. It's good. It's going on well.
It's good. First thing I want to ask is, what do you think about people who have ideas and they're fighting to work on the idea on their own, alone? And the experience you are having, as compared to the experience you are having with working with five other people?
Well, I believe in working in a team, because you're a human being. No matter what, you need someone or you need help from people. So you might have an idea, but working alone will make it difficult, or like it will delay on what you are doing. So I believe in working in the teams. That's why we formed a team to come up with something.
That's powerful. Has this been your dream since infancy?
Well, I have a dream of building stuff. So I would say yes, it's part of a dream, but not specifically as in what we are doing.
All right, what did you really fantasize becoming since infancy?
Okay, so like infancy, I've always dreamed of becoming a maker, someone who makes almost anything.
A creator. An innovator.
Exactly.
An inventor.
Sure.
Powerful.
Yeah. So for me, that's been my dream before we came into Klax.
Great.
Yeah.
Tell me, all of this, the things that you do today, I'll ask more about what you do, but the things you do today, which part of it, or what percentage of it was things you learned in school, really, and the things you're practicing today? Is there, are they the same, or you are doing things today that you did not really learn from school?
Okay, so I'll say most of them are not from school, but it's kind of related, because I did mechanical in school, and what I'm doing right now is also related in a way with mechanica. So apart from school and apart from a different institute that I joined, I was part of Fab Lab, which is the fabrication laboratory it's a worldwide thing. So that's where I learned most of the digital stuff. Yeah.
All right. Tell us, what really does Clax Technologies do?
Okay, so Clax 3D is a company that builds 3D printers from scratch. I mean, scratch as in like we start from gathering things from e-waste, local materials, just to put them together to build a printer.
Wow. And to build a printer?
Yeah, so a printer that prints parts, objects in 3D, in three dimension.
Wow. What products have you come up with so far? What products have you come out with so far?
So at the moment, the printer itself is a product, because it's a product that we built to sell. And we have other things that we print, like we have e-holder, and we print souvenirs, we print parts for machines, we print prosthetic arm. So like we are getting into health, and then also working with schools.
All right. So tell me, what are you passionate about? What is your passion?
So our passion now is to want to contribute to the educational system in Ghana here, because for me, for instance, like when I was in the basic school, like there are some things we mostly learn verbally. I mean, there's nothing tangible for you to see that this is what the teacher is actually talking about. So we have a passion of helping in it's a new technology, I might say. So for us to implement all these, we have to tap into education with how to train people from scratch, as in like how to use the technology, how to go about it, what are the benefits, and then we just take it from
there. All right, you're not the only one who completed a technical oriented degree or certificate or went to a technical oriented school.
Exactly.
I'm sure there are a lot of colleagues of yours who are sitting at home and they are not doing anything right now. They are waiting for a job to be created for them. But you started something on your own. What do you have to tell people who are sitting down and waiting for government to create a job, or are waiting for somebody to create a job to employ them?
Well, I believe that we all have potentials. We all have what we want to do. Me, for instance, I never plan of working for someone. I have the passion of building. I have the capabilities by God's grace. So I kind of want to build anything for myself. But it's kind of, sometimes you can do the thing, but you can't do it alone. So you might have that idea. May I will tell you to pursue the idea that you have. It's a matter of starting. Most of the times, I don't believe in how you're going to start. I believe in when are you going to start. Because when you decide to do this, definitely the how is coming. It follows the when. So I will urge them to pursue what they
just pursue
have to.
What you want to do today. Start today. It's not about how you will start, but when you want to start. So just start today, and the how will show up
exactly.
By itself.
Sure.
That's powerful. Now, there's somebody who is waiting today, thinking about starting, but doesn't know how. But because you have been through the experience, I want you to tell us how. So take us through the ideation process. How did the idea come about, and how did you really figure it out and start bringing on board people to form a team?
Okay, so if I take Clax for example, I didn't bring the idea of Clax. So the first key, as in like Kobina being our CEO, he is passionate about all this stuff. So when we're in school, it's kind of we work on projects, but the end run, the packaging, everything becomes messed up. Like sometimes you have to cut wood and those kind of things. So he brought up an idea of why don't we build a machine that can help us in making our packaging look nice. So that's where the thing started from. And he said, like collecting the team, putting people together to join us, like to work as a team. That's why I came on board.
How did you get on board? So, yes, you said he started. Now there's somebody who muted the idea, who gave birth to the idea.
Exactly.
But he started gathering a team, yeah. And now you are part of the team. How were you scouted, or how were you found?
Okay, so For the four of us, four of the team members were all in the same school, as in University of Mines and Technology. That's where they were all at. And I was in Fab Lab. So one of them is a friend that I used to work with him on projects in Fab Lab. So he also like recommended me that, oh, this guy can also hop in terms of our building stuff. So that's how I came on board.
All right, so you formed a team, but how did you validate the idea? What process did you go through to know that this idea will fly? People will be interested in this idea.
Okay, so in the initial state, we had the idea, but we're not having the skills. As in, like, we have skills in making almost anything, like different stuff. But specifically to this, it's something that exists. So before you can tap into, you need to go through training. So through all our scouting, we met Tech for Trade in UK, who gave us seed funding and then training as well. So that's where we started our validation from.
That's a very interesting area that you just introduced. Getting funding. It's yes. Something that a lot of people, because I don't have the money to start, so I won't start. But yes, you formed a team and then you went through the process of seeking funding.
Yeah.
How did can you summarize how you went through that process?
Okay, so the thing is, if you have an idea and then you don't put things in measures, things in place to work towards it, the first phase wouldn't come, no matter what. It will still be an idea. But once you put up something that I want to start something, definitely we have social medias, we have a lot of stuff. Like, you can just post things over there. People will see what you are doing, what you are interested, like what is happening right now. I'm just telling people that this is what we do. So it's a mean of telling people or letting people know that this idea is somewhere that the person might need help or this kind of thing. So like, it goes from process to process. So we met Tech for Trade through Kumasi Hive. That's how we got to, because we had the idea. We came to Kumasi Hive, and then they also introduced us. So that no matter what idea you have, there are still some right channels or there are some places that you have to be. It's more like consulting people on what you are doing. Yeah.
All right, that's powerful. So you went through the ideation stage, you validated your idea, and even went ahead to pitch the idea to potential people who will invest into your idea. Now, how are you doing productions? Let's talk about your production process. What is happening?
So our production process goes from, as like I said, building from scratch. So it goes from we scouting from e-waste, getting most of the stuff that we need from e-waste, which are working. We go to the market for local materials. So we start everything like from cutting, welding, electronics, and then finally testing.
All right. So the products you're producing, your 3D printer is created, the raw material is actually e-waste.
Exactly.
All right. So where do you find this e-waste? How do you source this e-waste?
Okay. So at the moment, we kind of get most of them from Abubroshi.
Okay.
That's where we scout for most of the e-waste materials from.
So now when you get the e-waste, what do you do next?
So it's not just like we want e-waste, we want functional e-waste, which are like e-waste, which are working. So when we get them, we go through some testing to see which one to use, which one not to use. And then we'll get them and then we'll scout from the e-waste things that we have as well. Because some of them might not work as like how we expect it to work. So we just put that aside. And then we take the ones which are working. So that's from the EWE side. When it comes to local materials, we know which ones we are using. So we just go straight to the market. We look for the ones that we want. We buy them. And then we just start production.
Wow, powerful. Now let's talk about marketing. Yes, it's one thing having an idea and producing a product. But it's another really sending the word out there, getting the world to know this is what we are doing and this is what value it creates for the customer and being competitive about it. How are you going about marketing your products?
Okay, so at the moment we've started working with schools because we want to work with the schools. Like, so we've started working with schools. We have some other schools that they've bought some of the printers. So it's more like we give it to the school. They'll go through. They give us a feedback on how it's going. Because we really want to start with schools. So that's where our marketing strategy is.
All right. So your customer base or your target audience, target market is educational institutions.
Exactly.
And so it's a B2B product necessarily, not a B2C product.
Nah.
And you are really targeting schools and marketing this product to them. You are giving it to them to necessarily try, test, and give you feedback. That is the stage at which you are now.
Exactly.
But what is the vision? Where do you want to get to?
Well, we really have a big vision, actually. So we want to get to a point whereby our products will contribute to healthcare, like, so from education to healthcare and to the public as well, because there are some things the general public can use a printer to.
All right, so tell us, what will a school, we spoke about education, so what will a school use a 3D printer for?
So basically we wanted to start with the basic school to the GHS level. As like I first said, when I was in school, I was taught verbally, so I kind of forget a lot of things. So when the school have a printer, the teacher will teach them, this is that, and then we will print the parts out, so like the student will be having the objects. So if it's less like fractional sets, the student have its own fractional set. So if a teacher tells you like one or two of three quarters, make this a circle. So like you actually have the object to arrange it. So it's not just like we're trying to bring the new technology into the schools, but also to use it to help in educational teaching. So teachers can print like teaching aids and those kind of things. So like we just move from there.
Wow, powerful. Now let's come to the social impact angle of everything that you're doing. Yes, of course, using e-waste is a social angle. What are you trying to achieve with regards to social impact, impacting society with what you're doing?
Okay, so the social impact goes like when it comes to education, we kind of not just giving, trying to implement or like trying to bring on board a new technology, but also to contribute in educational learning, teachings, whereby right now it's going to be like from verbally to practical aspect, whereby you have objects, like you have the real look or the real feel of how things are going or like how things.
All right, sure. If somebody is listening to us now and wants to find out more about Klax Technologies, where should they be heading to? How should they get information?
Okay, so at the moment we are located in Kumasi Hive, behind Mespa School, and we also have our social media Facebook, which is Klax 3D, which is Facebook, Instagram, and then Twitter. And we also have a website, which is www.klax3d.xyz. So these are the means of you getting.
What final words do you have for my listeners who are also thinking about creating their own businesses, creating their own careers, and using what their passion, their vision, their values to impact the world? What final words do you have for them?
Well, what I would say is, it's when you listen to people based on experience and those kind of things, sometimes it's discouraging. You might think, oh, it won't work. I don't believe in I can't. I believe in let's start. So it's a matter of you just putting something on board and then just go for it. Never give up. We don't give up.
Let's just start. So start something today. And that is so powerful. I love my interview with Isaac Nyankom, a co-founder of Klax Technologies. Thank you very much for being featured on the Personal Innovation Podcast. Thank you.
Remember to subscribe because there's more to come. Follow Eric on Twitter at Sir Eric Suryiram A and on Facebook, facebook.com/personalinnovationhub. Remember to rate and review the show. Share this with friends who need to hear.